Water, H2O. It's in our lives every day. In fact, 98% of our bodies are made of water. Just about the same percentage that covers our planet.
Now, does that include the 4 glasses I drank today?
So we drink it, flush it, bathe in it, play in it. After all, there's plenty to go around, right?
Yeah, sure.
But how much of that is potable?
50%? 60? 70?
97% of the Earth's water is salty or undrinkable.
Wow.
2% is frozen.
Ooh.
So that leaves 1% to be shared by all the Earth's animals and plants.
Well, that's still a lot of water.
And 3/4 of that is underground.
Whoa.
The amount of water on Earth hasn't changed much since the planet was formed. But 200 years ago, about 4 million people in the U.S. shared the same amount that 250 million do today.
Hey, it's getting a little crowded in here. Now, what about the rain? Doesn't that replenish some of our water?
Well, when the clouds open up, first the raindrops scrub the pollution from the air.
Yeah.
Then they wash the entire surface of the city into the storm sewers. In the country, rain on farmers' fields, sprayed with pesticides and fertilizers, percolates into the earth or runs off into streams and rivers.
Oh, and that's why we should be concerned about water conservation, right?
Water isn't like a rainforest. When you consume water, you're not going to use it up.
Hmm.
But you are moving it from the drinkable pool to the non-drinkable pool.
Blech. But I hardly water my lawn. I have a low-flow shower head. I even turn off the tap when I brush my teeth.
What happens to the 42,000 gallons of water needed to grow and prepare a typical Thanksgiving dinner?
Now, wait a minute. I'm a vegetarian.
Or the 39,000 gallons consumed in the production of an average car. We use water extensively when we process all those consumer goods we've gotten so accustomed to buying.
Hooray! Hooray!
It takes a great deal of energy and money to keep clean water flowing when you turn on the tap. You know, we're not the only critters using the water source for our hygiene needs.
Gee, thanks for sharing that.
Water conservation won't increase the world's water supply, but it will postpone expensive system improvements and development of new water sources.
Hey, and if we don't have to repeatedly treat our drinking water, that means fewer chemicals, less sludge.
Uh-huh. And less impact on the world around us.